It's like we have the lessons of playing drama game in English, and we may decide our own story and we just add together. Yeah.
So this was during DSE?
In my secondary school, yeah. And but in Hong Kong, most of the lessons we will not pay this. We only have a few chances to do so. Yeah.
And how much of an impact or effect did that have on your final result in the examination?
In fact, it don't have a serious impact, but it provides us with the interesting experience, which is a golden opportunity for us to really enjoy the lessons in English, in the language of English. But because most of the lessons are very boring, and we seldom really concentrate or enjoy the lessons, but this provides us with the chances. Yeah.
And how about reading? Do you have a memorable English language reading experience?
I have to think about it. No. Let me think.
Maybe you can have a look at this poster and you have a look at some of the publications there. Perhaps they might remind you of some things that you've read in English before.
If the context of the reading of the books we have to read is something interesting or related to our hobby, and we will be more concentrated on it. Like maybe it's about a pop star, about some movies, or about some computer games, or even the sports. Yeah, and then we will enjoy it more than the common context.
Say, for example, you like sports, so do you go online and read about perhaps the English Premier League or the NBA?
Yes, for example, when we are watching the ball game and the one who talking about the match will speak English, and which can improve our English skills of listening. And for example, when we read about the players' data or information, like how they practice or how they act in their daily life, and we also read the English about them.
And just going back to secondary school when you did drama, and now you're a business major, and perhaps people think about business as people having meetings and doing pitches and being sales driven. So do you think an experience like doing drama may help you kind of be on the stage to sell something in the future?
It may have a bit help, because usually in Hong Kong, in our secondary school life, and what we studied is about the formal English, but when we are playing drama, we may have the informal, which is more related to our daily life. And when we come to university, and we always use the informal and daily English rather than the so-called formal or the academic mode English, so which can help us to speak fluently in our daily life.